This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 356, recorded Wednesday, July 12th, 2017, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. This is once again the Android Buffet Podcast, now with whistling opening theme song due to continued kazoo shortage.
There's a severe kazoo shortage. Buy your kazoos now while you can.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
So, another week.
Yes, and hopefully I'm a week closer to coming home. I know you're excited.
I'm sure you are.
Well, supposedly I am leaving next Wednesday night, which means I may not be in a condition to do a podcast Wednesday night. So there are a few choices.
That's all right.
The choice number one is that I do the podcast Tuesday night, which is going to be hard because Tuesday night in Jacksonville is Wednesday in Manila. And that means tentatively I may be leaving on Wednesday morning. Otherwise, because of the time difference, if I leave Wednesday morning from Manila, I actually arrive into New York on Wednesday night, but I predict that I will be unable to complete my podcasting duties.
Why don't we do Tuesday morning?
Tuesday morning, as in what? Because Tuesday morning I may be working. You're talking about my Tuesday morning or your Tuesday morning?
My Tuesday morning.
Well, your Tuesday morning would be my Tuesday evening, and I'm working nights here. Although, considering I don't know what time I'm leaving, it is possible I will not be working that night. Did I mention that I don't actually have a ticket out of Manila?
That's all right. You can just,
I'll keep you posted.
Hop on a wing.
I'll keep you posted. Our company does not have a travel division, like a corporate travel division, to book business trips. So far, my business trips have not been booked very effectively. Anyway.
All right.
But that's my problem.
We'll figure it out.
If I get back to the United States, then I will be happy.
So will we.
Yes. Anyway, so there was some interesting news this week.
There was.
Yes. I know you're excited about this first story because you were practicing.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Right? Okay, so check this out. Okay, it's the second week of July, right?
Yes.
That means that we have July's distribution numbers. Woot! Right? Right? Right?
Yes.
Right? Okay, so interestingly, not surprisingly, Lollipop's still in the lead, followed closely by Marshmallow. But Nougat jumped into double digits. See, that's right. We're finally above 9.99%, sitting at a nice and comfy 11.5%. Isn't that nice and impressive?
Yes, I think so.
Gained 2% in a month. That's pretty nice.
Well, I think we're finally starting to hit, peak nougat just in time for whatever.
You better say Oreo. And if it's not Oreo, I quit.
Hydrox.
I'm done. Hydrox starts with an H. Just saying.
Yes, but I'm not going to refer to that particular brand. So I'm going to refer to its ancestor, the one that it was knocked off of.
Yeah, okay.
Besides, there are other good things that start with O, like Okeechobee,
mm-hmm.
which is not a food, but okra is. Onion. Anyway.
O aside, I'm not convinced.
I thought I would mention this interesting story I found. These very basic Android Wear watches. Did you have a look at this?
Yes. And apparently they run a not quite stock version of Android Wear.
No, they used to run a not quite stock version. The newer ones apparently run a stock version.
Oh, nice.
So their original watch didn't run a stock version, and the newer one actually does run a stock version. They basically had a heavily modified version that they don't. But I'm looking at this. This is the TicWatch S and the TicWatch E, the Sport and the Express. And
these are Kickstarters?
Yes, but they did deliver the last one, which is basically the same watch except with different software.
Ah.
So, to some degree, I would be tempted to try the TicWatch E. which is their basic one with the removable band.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks like mm-hmm. a watch. Did you look at the pictures of this thing?
Yeah.
Most of the Android Wear watches do not look like watches.
No, they don't.
I want a watch that looks like a watch. Is that an unreasonable thing?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, I know Android Wear hasn't been very successful, but I think at this price point, you know, with a very basic watch, I don't need a fancy watch. I just want something that will give me notifications.
Well, now we're getting to the point where Android watches are getting down to the price of normal watches, so they become a viable alternative.
Yeah, which is what I'm looking for. And this looks like the TicWatch Express, which I'm tempted to. I've never done a Kickstarter. I know that you did that. Whatever happened to that Android-based router that you invested in?
Absolutely nothing.
Did you ever contact them and ask them what happened?
Nah.
I'm not saying anything about getting your money back. You know, if you're on Kickstarter, you're not getting your money back. But they at least deserve to give you an explanation of why you didn't get anything from them.
That's all right.
But I'm looking.
I am sure that they're getting bugged enough, and it's fine. But sometimes, yeah. Sometimes things don't work out, and it's okay.
But I'm looking at this TicWatch Express.
Mm-hmm.
44 millimeter diameter, 13.55 millimeters thick, 41.5 grams, integrated GPS in the watch case. Android Wear 2.0, compatible with the latest versions of Android. A dual-core chipset, 512 megabytes of RAM, 4 gigabytes ROM, anti-scratch glass, capacitive multi-touch screen, 1.4-inch OLED, 400x400 display. Heart rate monitor, proximity sensor, accelerometer, gyroscope, and e-compass. Mic,
wow.
Mic and battery, Wi-Fi, waterproof IP67, vibrator, fuel gauge. And removable watch band, which is necessary for me because I have a big arm. I usually have to get a replacement watch band.
And all of this with 6 hours of battery life.
I thought 6 hours of battery life was the headphones.
Oh, it's the battery life on the actual phone. The actual watch. I couldn't find it.
Let's see here. See, this is what search is for.
Oh, battery life. Over 48 hours, depending on your usage.
Yeah, it's 6 hours.
Which means if it's off, it'll stay charged. It'll have juice for 48 hours.
Yeah, but if you look at 6 hours of music, if you're playing music continuously through the watch,
mm-hmm.
Because it actually would allow you to store some music on it separately and run it independently from the phone. 6 hours of phone calls, but if you're just using it as a watch, 120 hours of standby time, all unless of 2 hours charge. As I said, I'm tempted. What do you think?
Well, you do the watches. They have had success in the past. Have fun.
Yeah.
There's still early birds left.
Are there?
Yes.
Oh, here we are, 119. Yep. Estimated delivery November 2007, 120 out of 2,000 left. Anyway, as I said, I might think about it. I should watch the video. But let's see what else we have here. Paranoid Android 2 is out with new device support and features. Are you still rooting and ROMing?
I'm rooting. I'm not ROMing. Not on my daily driver.
Okay. I haven't done any rooting and ROMing in a while.
Cool.
But I appreciate it because I like running software that's more customized for my enjoyment. Well, let's see what else we have here. Ads are coming to the Facebook Messenger app home screen.
Say it in so.
Because what I really want when I'm using a messaging app is to be messaged by the company that made the app. Oh, well, I'm this close to setting up my own messaging server.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Would you talk to me on Guru Chat? I'm calling Guru Chat for short.
Ah, good luck you don't get sued.
How can I get sued? They don't make that product anymore.
But there could be confusion.
I'll just call it GWG Chat then. Anyway, Brevent is an open source alternative to Greenify. Greenify being a root or a non-root app, since they have two different modes, that attempts to hibernate battery-sucking apps.
Yep.
I've been trying the non-rooted version of Greenify because I've been a bit annoyed with my battery life lately.
Okay.
So Brevent is an alternative, but it requires that every time you reboot the phone, you connect it to a computer to basically activate their services over ADB. So instead of
that's probably less than sustainable.
Oh, I agree with you. They say they're going to have a root mode as well. But I'll see. I'm still annoyed that you can't get battery data unless you root the thing. And Google doesn't want to tell me which app is misbehaving, so how am I supposed to troubleshoot?
Yep.
So anyway, Google News and Weather was updated with UI improvements that sort of mirror some of the improvements that were done in Guzli site.
Ooh, and it's pretty.
Yep. I do like the news. Yep. You know what it tells me?
New stuff?
Yes.
Cool.
And Google released a Samba app. That is not Samba the dance. That is Samba the file, the networking file standard, which is used by Windows systems. So are you going to Samba, Jerry?
Maybe. This means that I could access certain stuff on my computer when I'm on my local network, right? That's what this means? That's the whole point?
I think that's cool. The point.
Not only that, like
it. It'll show up in the Android file browser.
Nice.
And if you're not interested in that, the Allo desktop client is apparently coming in a few weeks.
An Allo desk client. Oh, gosh.
Well, what troubles me is this. The reason why Allo is not something I am using is it is tied to my phone number. And I like something that is that can be on any device I'm on, including my computer.
So this yeah.
This is what worries me, and this is why I'm mentioning it. They've said that they want to pivot Hangouts to the enterprise crowd. Does that mean that they're finally going to make it so that you don't need a phone number for Allo and try to get the consumer crowd to move to Allo? I'm just wondering what it means.
Whatever. I'm not sure Allo is relevant anymore or ever.
Well, I think they may be trying to make it relevant.
Yeah, good luck with that.
People kept down here just convinced me to install something called WhatsApp. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, it is apparently some sort of messaging app that is popular with a few people. But even okay. though I installed it so that people down here could contact me without me having to pay for local phone service.
Right.
So far, nobody has messaged me, and the people who said that they were going to message me said that they did, but I didn't get a message. So basically, I installed my umpteenth messaging app, and I'm not using it.
I'm not surprised.
I'm starting to reach peak messaging app.
Yep.
So I don't know. What can I do with WhatsApp?
Well, WhatsApp is primarily family for me.
Okay. That's a good reason to have WhatsApp.
Yep.
Do they have a desktop client?
They have a web app, and it works in France.
It works in France?
France. FRANZ.
What's France?
It's a desktop application that allows you to put a lot of different chat platforms under one window. For example, my current setup, I have WhatsApp, I have HipChat, I have Telegram, I have two different Hangouts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 9 different Slack teams all in one window.
That sounds confusing.
Why? It's all tabbed.
Too many tabs.
Yeah, well, a lot of messaging platforms. But, it also supports Messenger and Skype and WeChat and Rocket Chat and GroupMe and FlowDoc and Mattermost and Discord and Outlook and Gmail and IRC Cloud and CoupleMe and LinkedIn and Facebook Page and Zendesk and Wire and DingTalk and there's a whole bunch of these things.
I'll keep that in mind. Maybe somebody will message me on it.
It's ridiculous.
I sent messages but to three people I know who apparently have accounts, but not a single one of them got back to me. Very disappointing. Anyway, let's change the subject. Did you know there's a typewriter company still going strong in New Jersey?
When you say typewriter company, what you mean is a company that makes electric typewriters.
Correct. I just thought that was an interesting thing to mention when I saw the story.
Hey.
Apparently one of the most popular
security?
Well no, apparently one of the most popular groups that buys electric typewriters are people in prison. They buy a typewriter that has a clear plastic case because then they can use the typewriter but it proves that they don't have any contraband inside it.
Interesting.
Would you buy a typewriter?
No.
Okay. Google has confirmed that only two areas have speed limit data available in Google Maps. Apparently the San Francisco Bay Area for reasons that may be obvious. And Rio, a little less obvious.
Interesting. Because Waze has speed limit data everywhere.
Yeah, but I'm guessing that they're going to, over time, implement additional places. They just haven't integrated it yet.
I want to know, where's my speedometer? Do you remember Google Maps? At one point, there was a beta or something that had a speedometer available.
I don't remember it, huh? But I'll take your word for it.
Oh, anyway.
And finally, Let's Encrypt is going to add wildcard certificates.
I'm excited about that. That's cool.
Well, have you, ever since Let's Encrypt started giving out free SSL certificates that were reasonably reliable but and robust enough for basic sites, have you added SSL to anything that didn't previously have it?
Yes. Everything I've added SSL to did not previously have it.
I meant as a result of the ability to get Let's Encrypt certificates.
Yes.
Okay, so have I. For example, I have an IRC bouncer, which is using a Let's Encrypt SSL certificate.
Yep, just about every domain that I serve up now is Let's Encrypt SSL.
Well,
has a Let's Encrypt SSL cert.
Are you doing any commerce?
Nope.
Okay, for most, you know, the only place where I could see where somebody would want a better verified certificate than Let's Encrypt might be a commerce site, but I'm not running any commerce site.
Well, there are places that you want to be sure of who you're talking to that are not just for commerce. You know, communications would be a good example.
Yeah, I use it for communications, but remember it's communications that are limited solely to me. I'm the only customer.
So you're probably a very small target.
Well, it doesn't matter how big or small the target is, you can still be a target.
Or let me rephrase that. You're a low-value target.
Definitely. I'm going to agree with low value. I have nothing to offer target-wise, at least as far as I know. So anyway, that brings us to the end of the list of stuff I found for this week. So anything on your mind, Jerry, of a Android-y nature?
Not really. I hope you get back safe.
Well, I hope that the audio is better this week and last week than it was that first week when I had a problem. I think I fixed it now, but next time I'll be a little more diligent. So otherwise, I prefer my home setup where everything is calibrated as best I can, and I never touch it to avoid the possibility that I might decalibrate it again without realizing. But I am looking forward to recording another episode at home, and I will see you for that. Shall we say good morning?
Good night.
And good luck.